Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is that long, wide, and deep resource on the internet to find the 27,000 square feet or 50 million rounds of ammo when you're out there looking for ammo. Whether you're going to go train, whether you just bought a new carry gun and you need something for self-defense, 20 rounds, 2,000, 20,000, it doesn't matter. They can take care of you. AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Will Luker. Now, Will Luker is another ninja. He's sort of the ninja conjurer, if you will. For those of you that go to the website, he put that there a long time ago just because he liked the show. So he's always been a good friend of the show. You've never heard of him, but now he's got some software out there. He's also a pistol instructor, and he will be coming in and telling us about some software he's put together for other pistol instructors. That's coming up next hour. I never get tired of saying this because it never fails to be true, but if the anti-Second Amendment crowd didn't have any bad arguments, they wouldn't have any arguments at all. There's a blog called Addicting Info, and it published an article written by someone named Sarah, which showed up in the news feed the other day. Now, for those, you know, there's some people that call this leftist, since some of this stuff appears to be a little better than a partisan screed for the Democratic Party. But I've known a lot of leftists who have at least made an attempt to feign intellectual integrity. Partisan operatives, less so. You know, they're always with the party line. Sarah writes, the NRA has mastered the art of manipulating their simple-minded members and followers into purchasing more and more firearms and ammo based off lies that claim Democrats won't take their guns. For the last 7 years, we've heard nothing but lie after lie about President Obama taking everyone's guns and making us vulnerable as a nation. Ironically, he's actually expanded gun rights, and not ironically, it doesn't seem he has ever taken, nor plans to take anyone's firearm. However, this line sells guns. It gets people to run out of stores and stock up on guns and ammo. The NRA is in bed with the gun manufacturers, and it's quite honestly a clever little scheme. They've doctored up to profit all people too stupid to realize they're being manipulated. Now, with Hillary Clinton being the front runner in the Democratic field of choices for President of the United States, the NRA has wasted no time redirecting their lies to spread in misinformation about the former Secretary of State. She writes, she's going to take your guns. Quick, go to the store and buy as much as you can. This has nothing to do with profit. She's going to take your guns. How stupid do you need to believe this hype? She wants to control every other aspect of your right to keep and bear arms so she can deny it at will. Sarah writes, really, I personally like the double dash before the end of the sentence for added drama. Well played. Does Clinton want to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines? Yes, she has said this. However, is that banning all weapons and ammunition? No, not at all. Is this control over every aspect of your right to keep and bear arms? No, not at all. After recent shootings with high-capacity magazines were used and the death toll could have been dramatically reduced, this is just common sense, and to not agree with it is selfish. They're not needed in civilian use. Oh, Sarah, are your lips chapped from kissing up on Hillary's fourth point of contact? President Obama wants to take your guns and your ammo. As a matter of fact, he's willing to kill civilians and Border Patrol agents to do it, Sarah. He's done it. He's done it. He may have loosened up the restrictions to go to the park, but that was sort of a, you know, I'm sure he wishes he could take it back. He thought that was just a clever fake, a head fake. The NRA, if the NRA, you know what the NRA gets from the gun industry? Most of the guns you will see that are for sale or get sold in their box will have an NRA join me blank. Join the NRA blank that you can fill out and join the NRA. But I don't think that the gun industry as a whole pays the NRA anything because they're, while they do have a gigantic budget of what, 260, 270 million a year, the gun industry is a $30 billion enterprise. So to say they're in bed with the manufacturers is a little disingenuous. The NRA has some, you know, the NRA is the big dog. And sometimes it's the dog that we don't understand. And, you know, quite honestly, to get out there and think that the members of the NRA, and I know many of the, you know, Larry Pratt is a lifetime member of the NRA, as is Eric Pratt. Everybody, Ted Nugent will tell you that he's a member of every organization out there. And to say that the membership of the NRA is a bunch of stupid oafs. And you know what? 5 million if everybody bought a gun, if every member of the NRA bought one gun a year, that's only 5 million. That's only 5 million. That's not what's getting sold. It's twice that. It's 2.5 times that. So it's not the NRA membership. One, NRA membership isn't stupid. Two, American gun owners are not stupid. We're not stupid. Hillary Clinton has called me a terrorist. So do I think Hillary Clinton wants to take the guns? Yes, I do. Do I think her banning assault weapons, as you call them, and high-capacity magazines, as you call them, do I think that will have anything to do whatsoever with crime? No, I don't, because we've already been there one time before. Her husband did it. Her husband did it. And if she were to try to do it now, especially with what everybody knows, Hillary is risking, just like Obama is to a certain degree, just like the Republicans are right now, they're all risking upsetting an apple cart that I don't think they quite understand how teetery it may be. So she's the front runner for the Democratic nomination. I don't know. She seems to damage herself. She takes no question from the press. Carly Fiorina, the former president of Hewlett-Packard, has thrown her hat in the Republican nomination ring. She's taken more questions in a week than Hillary Clinton has since she declared her candidacy. And, I mean, Carly is actually pretty quick. She's pretty mentally quick. She always gets the upper hand. It's sort of fun to watch her work. Hillary is painful to watch her work. Hillary wants you to believe what she tells you, no questions asked. I'm smarter. Don't worry about why I'm smarter. Don't worry about the fact that I've never accomplished anything before in my life. Don't worry about the fact that I was a carpetbagging senator, and then I took Secretary of State as a bone to stay out of Obama's hair. And never mind that nobody would have even known who I was if I wasn't married to a guy named Bill Clinton. Never mind any of that. I am the presumptive Democratic nominee. And you Democrats that believe this, and you Democrats that beat up on me or beat up on the NRA or beat up on other people because we don't like her, you guys are idiots. You're backing a horse with no saddle and no rider. And an old horse at that, just about ready to be put to glue. Hillary doesn't want to take your guns. No, she wants to ban certain types. That's what she wants to do. She doesn't want to ban them all, just like California or New Jersey. That's just common sense confiscation, right? That's what they're telling us. And we're selfish and stupid if we don't agree with them. So you know, okay. Okay, Hillary lover. Sarah, go. Same-sex marriage is probably legal where you live. Go ahead and marry Hillary and get that over with. Because it sounds like that's what you want to do. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877. Okay, we get it right. 877-317-6432. crack myself up sometimes. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when they run a sale, they border on the ridiculous. The ridiculous. Especially with their self-defense ammo. I mean, the price, you look at the price and you're going to order it. just to see if it's true. It's that low. That low. And if it's on the website, it's in stock. So it's not like they're trying to bait and switch it. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. In the wake of this past Sunday's shootout in Waco, Texas, with this outlaw biker gang, the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense have emerged just full of just bluster, stressing that the outlaw biker gangs would not have guns if the legislators would expand background checks. According to The Hill, the Moms Demand Action Texas leader, Angela Turner, said, "There is no single solution to ending gun violence, but we do know that background checks on all gun sales save lives and keeps guns out of the wrong hands." She also said the shootout ought to be a wake-up call regarding open carry, although she did not explain how a shootout between outlaw bikers is in any way related to law-abiding citizens openly carrying a firearm. That's because anytime somebody shoots somebody and it's a crime, well, all of us law-abiding people, we're just breaking it. We don't need to be carrying nothing because it just isn't any good. Moms Demand founder Shannon Watts voiced her support for expanding background checks via Twitter. At 5:43 a.m. yesterday morning, she wrote, "Dear Texas lawmakers, more guns in more places with fewer safeguards is not a winning strategy for public safety." At 9:03 a.m., she sent another tweet saying, "Outlaw biker shootout should be a wake-up call for Texas legislators to stop taking orders for gun lobby, listen to police and constituents." Which constituents? Shannon, which one's you vacuous bag of hair product? This is them saying that more gun control should be heaved on the backs of the law-abiding to make up for the actions of a couple. And these guys did this over a parking space dispute. Do you realize that? That's what led to all of this shootout. It led to a parking space dispute. I'm being asked this in the chat room, so let me put this out there right now. Tank Funicello, the first four articles, even though it says it was written by me, that's because we haven't figured out how to make it say it was by Tank Funicello. But if you read the first four articles from the top down, those are all by Tank, and at the bottom it will say, "By Tank Funicello." Okay? Give it a read. I didn't write them. Now, Turner and Watts, neither one of them expressed or addressed the utter failure of background checks. Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi, right there in Garland, Texas, passed the background check. Shannon. Passed the background check, Shannon. I've got a whole list of people that have passed them before. But, you know, this is... The reason that Watts and Turner are silent about this is because it's not about the background checks. They don't necessarily want the background checks. They want what has to go along with it, which is a gun registration. A gun registration. Expanded background checks, no matter how they do it, no matter what they put up in there, is going to be completely impossible to enforce. It's going to be very difficult to enforce even if you have a gun registration. Because if I register my gun, what is it to say that I don't go out and use it to commit a crime? How does that stop me from committing a crime being on a list? They can look at it in the after-action review after they've shot me down like a dog or after I've killed myself or gone out in a blaze of glory or whatever, and they can look at it and say, well, he did actually register the gun, so at least this isn't something we could posthumously charge him with. They want a gun registry. They want to open the door to more and more gun control incrementally. Gabrielle Giffords wants it. Mark Kelly wants it. Once background checks fail to stop high-profile gun crime, they say, well, it's not because gun control doesn't work. It's because we don't have enough of it. Now, let's look at Oregon. Oregon legislators passed background checks for gun shows in 2000. But that was for only the private sales at the gun shows because the purveyors of guns, the FFL holders, they already had to do them, so that really didn't do that much. And when those new background checks did not end crimes, that closing the gun show loophole was supposed to end, The Democratic legislature has expanded the checks even further this year, now covering private gun sales in the state outside of gun shows as well. And when this expansion fails to stop criminals from acting on their criminality, then they're going to demand a registry. And for the sheep that are sitting back there saying, well, you know, I want to be safe, you will get exactly what you deserve if you vote for it, if you keep voting these absolutely despicable, freedom-stealing people and put them in office. And when they start going that way, the moms demand action, every town for gun safety, they'll be sitting there nodding, their heads in approval, arms crossed, surrounded by a phalanx of baby Hueys, packing heat, because it's not about them, it's about you. One thing does not change, and that's this. Gun control only checks the behavior of you and me, the law-abiding citizen. It controls us while giving criminals the advantage of being heavily armed, as heavily as they want to go. You want proof? You want proof? It was against the law to shoot at police officers on May 18, 2015. Law-abiding citizens complied with that law, but members of the outlaw biker gang shot at the officers in Waco anyway. Shannon Watts and Angela Turner ignored the behavior of the law-abiding citizens and chose instead to seize upon the criminal actions of the gang members and urge legislators to pass new laws for the law-abiding citizens that obeyed the law. Bait and switch. And those of you that fall for the bait and switch, oh, golly, folks, please, you're better than this. You are better than this. You are. America is better than this. America should be sitting back right about now, looking at the Shannon Wattses and the Gabrielle Giffordses and the Bloombergians and all of this, and should be saying to them, shut up. Shut up. We are tired of hearing you. We're tired of hearing your lies. The only time you open your mouth is to lie to us some more. Bring us some data that actually supports, real data that actually supports your position, and we'll look at it. I would tell them that too. I go where the data leads me. I'm sorry. Go where the data leads me. And your data is flawed. Your data is incorrect. I don't go with incorrect data. I go with correct data. Thank you. Too many corroborations in the good stuff. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is a gigantic operation. It's a it's like a giant circle of life when it comes to ammunition purveying. Based upon 80 years of acquiring ammunition amongst the three principals at Ammunition Depot, it comes in and it's going out. Their shipping department is working. I'm sure that there's some stuff that comes in, doesn't even get put up on a shelf. Probably turns right around and goes right back out. Gets broken down right there at the door. Constantly moving stuff. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. In Washington, D.C. yesterday, this was big news. I should have led with this. Should have led with this, and I didn't. The May issue showing good cause clause has been ruled unconstitutional in the handgun permit licensing scheme that they have in place. And that's pretty funny to me. Second Amendment Foundation wrote in. They helped out three gun owners in Washington, D.C. Alan Gura rolled in there and took care of it. This is all based upon an injunction that was temporarily granted by Judge Frederick J. Skellen, Jr. And what's happened here is what's been stricken is the good cause / proper cause requirement, which means that now they have one set of criteria to meet, not a bunch of different sets of criteria to meet, and let me explain what I'm talking about. This means that without that in place, that means if you show up and you're not a criminal, if you show up and you can buy a gun, you can get a permit to carry a gun. And that's the way it should be. If there's going to be a licensing scheme, it certainly needs to be that way. Okay? Now, the District of Columbia, after the whole outright ban was stricken, they started this May issue scheme because they don't want to issue handgun permits. Let's just put it that way. They don't want anybody in D.C. because they're special. They don't want anybody in D.C. to be carrying guns because they're so special. Because they have so many places and so many heads of state and so many this and so many that, and all those people are special. Read that to mean better. They think that everybody at D.C., they think that they are better than you, regular D.C. residents, who probably are actually the backbone of Washington, D.C. You're the ones actually making things happen. You're the infrastructure of Washington, D.C. You guys aren't good enough to carry a gun because you're not special. Now, as it was explained in the decision, a party seeking a preliminary injunction must demonstrate, one, a substantial likelihood of success on the merits, two, that it would suffer irreparable injury if the injunction were not granted, three, that an injunction would not substantially injure other interested parties, and four, that the public interest would be furthered by the injunction. So, and they were found, all of that was found to be, you know, part and parcel. The plaintiffs have shown that they are likely to succeed on the merits of their claim. They find the irreparable harm and the good reason / proper reason requirement. That was unconstitutional. That causes irreparable harm. Bummer. The injunction is very limited because they're only looking to get rid of that one clause. That one clause, that's it. They're not saying that you shouldn't be able to be licensing us. They're not saying that we shouldn't have to pay for it, the training part of it, any of that, just that good cause, proper clause, good reason, proper reason. They were not, as the defendants argue, seeking to prevent the defendants from enforcing the other provisions of the licensing mechanism, nor do they seek to prevent defendants from enacting and enforcing appropriate time, place, and manner restrictions. They were going along with everything except for the good cause. And when it came to the public interest, the court found that the balance of equities weighs in favor of the plaintiffs. They also find that the public interest weighs in favor of the plaintiffs. So in conclusion, they order the plaintiff's motion for a preliminary injunction to be granted. Then court further orders the defendants, their officers and agents, servants and employees, and all persons in active concert or participation with them who receive actual notice of the injunction are enjoined from enforcing the requirement of good cause. They no longer have to have a good reason to fear injury to his or her person or property, or has any other proper reason for carrying a pistol. That's gone. The court further ordered the defendants, their officers, agents, servants, and employees, and all persons in active concert or participation with them who receive actual notice of the injunction are enjoined from denying handgun carry licenses to applicants who meet the requirements of DC Code 22-4506, parentheses A, and all other current requirements for the possession and carrying of handguns under District of Columbia law. And the court further ordered the federal rules of the plaintiffs had to post a security in the amount of $1,000. And the order of this council shall appear for a conference with the court on Tuesday, July 7th, and blah, blah, blah. And that's a big win. That is a gigantic win for our side. It's a gigantic win for the people of D.C. Because, well, that's the way it should be. They won it. They should have won it. And it kills me that they won it. It just kills me. I think that's the funniest thing I've read in a long time. Hey, you know what? In the remaining time, I want to talk about this. You know, I absolutely love the World War II era guns. Simply because of how good they are. I have an M14 EBR built by Fulton Armory. Now, there's those of you that would say, Fulton Armory is very expensive. You are buying an heirloom weapon. You're buying an heirloom weapon that has so much history in it that you're buying one that parts of it may have been in Vietnam and parts of it may have been in Korea, and parts of it have been fabricated by Clint McKee and his crew at Fulton Armory. And what you get is a weapon that is of such a high pedigree and at the same time has complete 21st century lethality. And right now in South Korea, there are warehouses full of M1 carbines, which is something that Clint does work with, too. And, that was the Army light rifle, It is a very effective round. 30 carbine was a very effective round. It was actually designed to replace the 45 if a guy was dismounted. It was a light weapon, very small, very short. Not exactly the ineffective weapon everybody talks about, because Audie Murphy carried one. He never carried anything bigger than a M1 carbine. It's, you know, our enemy has carried it. The Viet Cong carried it for quite one time, for quite some time. It was made specifically for the U.S. Airborne Forces during World War II. You can't get them surplus. They're very hard to find. And originally, in 1963, 240,000 of them were sold to NRA members for $20 each. $17.50 plus $2.50 shipping and handling. Like I said, there's a large quantity of these warehoused in South Korea, but Obama currently prohibits their importation. Auto Ordnance, however, does build them new. Fulton Armory builds them new. The actual big builder of these things was Inland Manufacturing, division of General Motors. They built 2.5 million right at it. Winchester came up behind them, very far behind. And there was quite a few of these things made. It was designated the first nighttime sniper rifle because it was so light they could get it in there. They made sights for it and everything. And M1 carbine in the 1960s, Jim Cirillo used it on the NYPD stakeout squad. And he used GI ball ammo. And they aren't cheap. You can't find one for $400 anymore. I looked yesterday because I wouldn't mind having one to complement my M14. And if you find one that actually was involved in World War II, you're looking at $20,000. Which makes my Fulton Armory rifle seem like a bargain. But for those of you that are out there that look for a piece of Americana, look at the M1, look at the M14, look at the M1 carbine, and go to places like, if you want to shoot them, okay, if you want to shoot these things, go to places like Fulton Armory, because when you get it, you're getting a fully functioning piece of Americana. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Hard to quantify exactly what they are, okay? Simply because of the enormity of what they are. 27,000 square feet containing 50 million rounds of ammunition. They claim not to have the widest selection of ammunition, but with the ammunition they do carry, the selection is deep. 9mm deep, 5.56 deep, pages of ammunition selections. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Over the last 15 years, you know, there's a lot of people talk about the other countries, the other civilized, industrialized countries. And coming out of the BRIC nations, that would be Brazil, India, China, and Russia, which is out of order of the BRIC, the BRIC abbreviation. Brazil, over the last 15 years, Brazil has instituted more and more gun control, including gun registration, criminal and mental background checks for gun ownership, and they have very restrictive gun control today, and they have a 35-year high for gun deaths in the country today. Today, according to the University of Sydney, Brazil instituted expanded background checks in 2003. These include not only mental and criminal background checks, but also a background check on your employment history. I don't know what that proves. Brazilians who pass these then get a gun owner's license, for which they have to retest every 3 years. Brazilians with a gun owner's license must then register every gun in a database. A 1999 law, readdressed in 2003, says that a record of the acquisition, possession, and transfer of each privately held firearm be retained in an official register. They also put certain localities off limits for carrying firearms, gun-free zones, very similar to what we have here, sports arenas, churches, government buildings, and schools. Now, if you jump forward to 2012, and with registration, expanded background checks, and government-mandated gun-free zones, the law of the land, their rate of firearm-related deaths hit a 35-year high in 2012. In Brazil, now, this is not, now, in the United States, they will tell you that 88 people die from gun violence every day. 60-some-odd of them are committing suicide. Half of the remainder are gang-on-gang violence. The rest are actual, real, true murders or justifiable homicides. But let's work with the 88 figures, shall we? Let's work with that. I'll go with their figure. In Brazil, there's 115 people shot dead every day. Or at least it was in 2012. The total number of firearm-related deaths for that year was 42,000. even with suicide inclusive in gun violence, they still exceed our gun deaths by 12,000. That works out to an overall firearm-related death of roughly 22 per 100,000 Brazilians and a murder rate of 20.7. per 100,000. Their crime has gone up as nationally they have instituted layer upon layer of gun control, while ours has gone down over the last 20 years. Study shows that the majority of those shot in this increase of gun violence were, like here in the United States, young black men. Study author Julio Jacobo responded to the skyrocketing firearm-related death rate by suggesting that a series of necessary reforms still needs to be added, and new discussions around gun control and its relative effectiveness are emerging on the horizon. I would have to say, I don't know what's left after you have a gun registry. I guess you could go in there and start doing... I guess you go door to door and start kicking in doors and trying to confiscate them. Then you're going to start a civil war. You're going to start a civil war. There's certain places in Brazil, especially in South America, they've always got these little layered, stacked on stacked ghettos. And those are very hard places to go into. They're not held by the Muslims or anything. These are just criminals. They're very hard places to go into. So, Brazil's got it. Brazil's got everything that the gun grabbers want. They have expanded background checks, and they have a gun registry. They got it all, and they're at a 35-year high, while we enjoy a 20-year lull. Now, every town, which is, you know, part and parcel of the every town / mom's the man / Bloomberg / Watts, coalition there, they seem to conveniently ignore that background checks don't stop killers and that they don't stop cop killers, because now they're, you know, once again, I talked about this the other day. Fine Black got out there the other day, former president of, well, formerly part of the Mayors Against the Illegal, but that was Mark Blaze was actually the boss. He came out with a list of 13 cop killers as justification for more gun control via the expansion of background checks. What he did not say is that one of the 13 passed a background check to get his gun. And he got his gun from a federal firearms licensee, the very person who facilitates the background check on others. Huffington Post quoted Feinblatt as saying, "Police officers are on the front lines protecting our communities each and every day. We owe it to them to close loopholes and make it easy for criminals to dodge background checks and make it and easily get their hands on guns." Yet, according to the DailyMail.co.uk, they reported that Tennis Melvin Maynard, one of the Everytown 13, passed a background check to get the gun he used to shoot and kill West Virginia Sheriff Walter E. Crum. Maynard acquired the gun from an FFL in 2010, then killed Crum in April 2013. He was not supposed to pass a background check because he passed a mental hygiene test. Once a mental hygiene commissioner adjudicates someone with mental health problems at a hearing, their mental health registry is notified and the information is transferred to the NICS. Maynard's case, it did not happen as soon as it should have. So that means that Maynard falls in line with Elton Simpson and Nadir Sophie and Jared and Amanda Miller and Elliot Roger and Ivan Lopez, Darian Micas Aguilar, Carl Halverson Pearson, Paulson Sia, Aaron Alexis, James Holmes, Jared Loftner, Nidal Hassan, Jibberly Wong, Sung-Hoo Cho, and Naveed Haq, all passing background checks, all committing high-profile crimes. In addition to Maynard, Police 1 shows that Ricky Don McComas, another of Everytown's 13 cop killers, was actually a licensed gun dealer. He was an FFL who used a .223 rifle to kill Sergeant Lance McLean in Granbury, Texas on July the 1st. So instead of pointing out how Maynard and McComas serve as two more proofs that background checks do not stop latent criminals, they lumped Maynard and McComas in with gun thieves and gang members and terrorists to argue for background checks because that's what they do. They conflate data. That's what they do. If it's not in keeping with the narrative, then they just fall into it. I would think you pick two others besides that. But if you're so quick to press on the knee jerk, then you got to, you got to go with what you can get away with. You got to go with that. That's just all. That's all you got. That's all you can do. Forget about it. Forget about it. As we get ready to go into the second hour. Right now in New York, the SAFE Act is sort of laying the kibosh to any new gun control. And the gun control activists are out there. They're putting everybody on notice saying, don't worry, we're patient. We got plenty of time. They've been, the other day they had a little confab where they were going to do a thing about gun violence, and they got shifted from the main atrium of the General Assembly into a conference room. And then they had a wine tasting in the main atrium of the General Assembly. But, I don't know. What's the name of this group? What is the name of this group? New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. They vow that they will get more gun control. The SAFE Act is just merely it's a cornerstone of what they intend to bring. And, they were doing it for the children because they brought a bunch of school children with them. And this will be the precursor to a lot more school shootings if they get their way. This will be the precursor to more of that. So, with no further ado, let's go to hour number two. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.